Now we're just getting warmed up. But can't you? In the air. So. From Jack in New York, I get this. It's time to disobey all orders. It's time to disobey all orders that violate our natural rights. No more curfews, lockdowns, or authoritarian measures. Disobey, resist, defy. Open America. Thank you, Jack. Open America. Jackson, New York. On the Common Sense Hotline, we now go to Pennsylvania. Who'd you say that was, Alex? Ah, yeah. Jim's on the DTE Common Sense Hotline in Pennsylvania. That's what happened. Short memory at my age. Jim, welcome to it.
Morning, Steve. Watching you now live from McConnellsburg, PA, the land of taxes, the land of draconic rules from our great, outstanding Governor Wolf. Oh, my God. Send help.
So it sounds to me, Jim, like you could use a drink, but that's going to be banned, too, come tomorrow, isn't it? No liquor in Pennsylvania for Thanksgiving. How dare you peasants think you can have a drink? Anyhow, carry on.
Oh, my God, yes, Steve. I'm telling you, I'm scared. I'm a Navy vet. I'm a Patriot American Legion writer. To stand in this country and watch this, it's tearing me apart, and it's just nonsense, sir.
Well, Jim, I don't disagree with you. It's time to say no more curfews, lockdowns, authoritarian measures. How old are you, sir?
I'm 62 years old, Steve.
Are you scared of the virus?
No.
Get on with it, son.
I have worked every day from April 1st. No mask. I haven't worn a mask but one time, sir, because I had to go into the hospital. Common sense. But
right.
our leadership in this state has lost their mind, sir.
Jim, thank you for checking in. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here today. Jim checking in from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, if you will. Yeah, no alcohol sales. Thank you, Governor Wolf. You have to wear masks indoors in Pennsylvania as well. Thank you, Governor Wolf. Now, the real hope on the horizon, of course, are vaccines and treatments. The latest contender for the best vaccine comes from AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca now in the race, along with Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Moderna, all out there now. A lower-priced option that doesn't require keeping the vaccine at extreme low temperatures. In fact, it can be stored at 80 degrees. Means it's less expensive, easier to use, easier to put out there for everybody. It's bite number one. Let's hear what they have to say from AstraZeneca. Bite number one, go.
AstraZeneca reporting its vaccine found to be up to 90% effective in preventing infections without serious side effects in its late stage clinical trials. This treatment also said to be easier and cheaper to produce, and it does not need to be stored in ultra cold temperatures. Joining me now, AstraZeneca Executive Vice President and President of the biopharmaceuticals business, Ruud Dobar. Ruud, good to see you this morning. When will AstraZeneca present this vaccine in front of our FDA for emergency use authorization?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. First of all, we are very pleased with the results we have disclosed today. So the next steps clearly are to share the results with the regulators in the UK as well as in Europe, but equally, of course, in the course of this week with the FDA.
No, they're right in the game there as well. So, again, if you're somebody that's willing to take the vaccine, you're in good shape. If you're not, so it is. And, by the way, who names their kids Ruud? Think about it. I think it's rude for the parents to name their kids Ruud. Meanwhile, in political news, from the circus we know as Washington, the president holding up his end and continuing on with their legal efforts. Now, what we're told now is that Sidney Powell has separated from the Trump team only because her pursuits are different. The lawsuit she's pursuing would be legal lawsuits insofar as crimes have been committed, not civil lawsuits, criminal lawsuits. You know, I'm not an Esquire, but that's what I'm told. I'll file that down here. Meanwhile, the General Services Administration has released money to Joe Biden so they can begin a transition. President Trump said he has approved this. And suddenly the left thought, well, he has conceded the election. He said, no, I have not conceded the election. USGSA Administration Chief Emily Murphy informed Joe Biden Monday that her agency has formally ascertained him as the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election and would move ahead with transition proceedings. The letter ends a standoff, if you will, in which Biden's transition team accused Murphy and her agency of withholding critical transition resources. She says, no, I followed the law, and I was also threatened. My family was threatened. My pets were threatened. My children were threatened. Yeah, this is the way we conduct ourselves in America. If we don't get what we want, we just start threatening people's families, their children, their pets. It's despicable behavior. It really is. Where does all this anger come from? I don't know. I've got Bob De Niro here in a second. We're going to play him after the break. We'll show you what angry people sound like and how ridiculous they really are. But Jenna Ellis makes it clear in bite number four. I want you to hear this before we hit the break. Bite four. Jenna Ellis makes it clear the Trump team isn't changing its position at all. Not in Wisconsin, not in Michigan or Pennsylvania or anywhere. Bite four. Go.
The point of all this.
Well, the point of this, of course, is to get to fair and accurate results because the election was stolen and President Trump won by a landslide. And how you're mischaracterizing this, I think that your viewers need to understand the truth of this. So let's not forget that
You're mischaracterizing this. I'm shocked. By the way, we're going to have some of the folks that Joe Biden is selecting for his potential cabinet. We're going to talk about some of those as we head back to a place that I don't think we want to be. But Bob De Niro, after the break, don't go anywhere. It's the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.